I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, a look at this week's St. Louis Storytelling Festival and tomorrow's event that features six nationally known storytellers. But first, writer Elaine Veitz is known for her dead-end job mystery series. She's out with a new one, The 13th, Catnapped. Elaine Veitz will be back in St. Louis next week for some signings and appearances. She joins us now on the phone from her home in Florida. Hi, Elaine Veitz. Welcome to the show again.
Hi, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Hey, are you superstitious?
13's a very lucky number.
Well, I thought about that, and it's about cats, and I'm thinking black cats and the number 13, so maybe that's all related somehow.
No. Extremely lucky gray cats, okay?
Okay, yours is gray.
Right.
You were recently quoted, Elaine, as saying that cats are the new vampires. What do you mean by that?
Well, the myth of the vampire is portable, and so every generation of writers turns it into what are the issues of their day. Charlaine Harris, for instance, took the vampire myth and turned it into the Sookie Stackhouse Southern Vampires series and talked about small-town life. Anyone who's seen the Frank Langella movies, when he did the vampire movie, that was about, well, that was about sex with the fear of pregnancy or responsibility. So, and the earliest vampires were about the wealthy preying upon the poor. So each generation can take that myth or that story and reform it. And my editor had wanted me to do a cat mystery, and I said, oh, no, you know, please, no. And she said, it doesn't have to be cutesy. It can be your take on cats. And that's when I realized that cats are also portable. I mean, there are mysteries with magical cats. There are mysteries with talking cats. And my mystery is about show cats, and it's, I hope, reporting on the show cat world and what it's like and the people who love these animals and who love the various breeds. So that's what I meant about cats being the new vampires.
Well, your main character in this series is Helen Hawthorne, and your last one was Bored Stiff, and you were on the station talking about that earlier. So Helen Hawthorne, now she's married to Phil, and do they adopt a cat like you did?
Helen already had a cat. The cat's name was Thumbs, and she had adopted it in the first book, Shop to Your Drop. And so it's been there demanding food for 13 books. So, and the cat moved in with them when Helen married Phil. And the cat loves Helen, but is partial to Phil because Phil keeps sneaking the cat shrimp.
So what's the plot line? Has Helen begun to enter her cat in cat shows? Is that what it is?
No, the plot line is that Helen and Phil are private eyes, and they're in-house private detectives for an attorney. And the attorney calls them because her client, Trish Barrymore, who's a very wealthy Fort Lauderdale socialite, her cat is supposed to be returned. Trish and her husband are splitting, and the only thing that they can agree on is who gets custody of their show cat. And the show cat was due Sunday night, and it's late. So Helen and Phil are sent to the soon-to-be ex-husband's house to pick up the show cat. And when they get there, the ex-husband's dead, the show cat is missing and is being ransomed for $500,000, and Helen and Phil have to go into the show cat world to find this missing valuable show cat. So Helen then goes undercover working at a cattery, and she, among her other jobs, are cleaning litter boxes and helping bathe Persian show cats.
Well, this is a whole world, Elaine, I don't know anything about show cats.
Show cats are, I had a judge from the Cat Fanciers Association, which is one of the big cat registries in the country, and she helped me with the details. And the thing about Persian show cats is they have now been bred to the point where they cannot clean their own coats because their coats are so thick and so furry that the cats either have to be shaved or you have to give them a bath. And show cats get used to getting baths. My cat would personally amputate my arm if I tried to bathe it. But show cats are used to this from the time they're kittens. So you start by rubbing the cat. Now think of this, rubbing the cat with Goop, which is the mechanic's hand cleaner.
Right.
And then you use two shampoos and a conditioner. If it's a white cat, you give it a vinegar rinse on top of that. And then there's a special cat hair dryer. So you comb the cat, and then you dry it with this special cat hair dryer, which is not as hot as a hair dryer for humans. And it takes hours. And the cats love it, particularly the hair dryer part.
You know, well, that's a mystery to me why anyone would want to do that. But when you're in St. Louis, when you come to St. Louis next week, you have a series of appearances and book signings, one of which next Thursday will benefit an Animal House shelter.
That's correct. It's at Left Bank Books. Animal House is a no-kill shelter, and so they're taking care of St. Louis cats.
Elaine Veit's new mystery is Catnapped. And if you'd like more information, including a list of her appearances, which there are a bunch of them, just go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to all of that. Well, it's always good to talk to you, Elaine. We look forward to seeing you back in St. Louis again, and best of luck to you. And we'll see you when you're in town, I hope.
Thank you so much, Steve.